This message came to me on February 9th, 2009, at 7 a.m. It came to me at a time when I was pondering the plight of someone very dear to me who thought they had a disease that would end their life without treatment. I've titled it Thoughts and Collective Consciousness. While we make our thoughts with our world, there's a collective consciousness out there that sometimes intrudes on those thoughts if we are not guarding our mind accurately. When we understand how thoughts in the collective consciousness affect us, it is another thing to guard against. Those of you who wish to avoid the idea of hell, avoid the idea of separation. It is the idea of separation that leads to the idea of hell. You must know this in your body, in your mind, in your soul. Instill this truth, for there is no separation. There is only love in God, and God is love. Believing in the oneness of all takes us to a whole new level. Believing in the oneness of us all sets us free from the mass consciousness that intrudes upon our thoughts. This mass consciousness disappears as we concentrate on the one of all that is. We are a part of this one. You are alone in your universe of thinking. We are all each individual universes. We all have the free will to do as we please. When we use that free will to merge into the oneness, we are free from outside interferences. The mind is a powerful thing to waste. The mind of one overpowers the mind of separation. These thoughts are consistent with your beliefs, for God is one. God is all. God is love. Clear your mind to the truth of your being. You are one great almighty soul on an earth ride, a ride of discovery and wonder, a ride of joy and peace.